We are learning Masechtas Erev and Daf Peches and Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Peches and Aleph from the Gemara. My timer. What's the reason a chatzah less than 4 amos you can't pour water into your courtyard? Well, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not pouring water in my courtyard. Who cares? Because there's a rabbi. Omer Rava, Pesha Odom also the stopik Sasayim Mayim Mechoyim. The first fact is a person uses 2 sa'ah of water a day. But Arba Amma is Odom Reitzel Zalfon. When he has a 4 amos or more chatzar, he wants to be mezalef it. The way it works is that when you have a floor made out of sand, when it gets a little windy, all the dust starts flying around. So what they do is you sprinkle water over it, and that makes it settle down. I heard from someone an example, about a baseball stadium where they have the dirt, they water it. Why do they water it a little bit? So the dust shouldn't blow all around. It waters, that's a little zalif. So you have something 4 amos, a person wants to mezalif it, 4 amos or more. But if it's less than 4 amos, pachos medalet, if it's less than 4 amos, it's not royal zalif. Because it's too much water for too little amount of sand. It'll just make it muddy. So he doesn't want to mezalef. What does he want to do? Shayfchan, he pours it. Ida avid uka shari, eloi asr. He has uka as mutter. But if not, it's asr. Why? Because he has his whole pail here. He doesn't really want to pour it onto his chatzar because he'll make a big, very muddy thing. He might bring it to Shizrabim. Therefore, he said you have to make yourself a uka to have the water to pour in. Because he might bring it to Shizrabim. Rav Zeira Amar, as I read and tell you, that was good. Shari loy asr. Rav Zeira Amar, dalad amar different shot, a little different shot, but it's very similar. Rav Zeira Amar, dalad amar is timey. Pachas dalad amar is loy timey. A different shot, not because this is your mezalef, this is not mezalef. A little different. He says a 4 amar chotzer could absorb this much water, but less than that can't absorb such water. So you're chayshu going to throw in the shirabim. My benai, what's an afkamina la halacha between two pshatim? I'm abaye aruch v'katzik benayu. If it's the same square footage of 4x4, which is a 16 amos square feet, but it's shaped like a rectangle. So if you learn Dvar Zalif, a rectangle chatzar is not royal Zalif, because you can't really do much in this chatzar. So you're not interested in being mezalef it to make the settle down the earth, because when it's a rectangle type of a chatzar, it's very hard to use. It's not a metashmish recovery that the Ritva says, as he says. You're not mezalef it. But if the Vart is that it's a square footage to absorb, I don't care what shape it is. Even if it's a rectangle shape, it'll be able to be absorbed. So let's try it like this. If I ask you a question, if you have a chatzar that's square footage of 16 amos, but it's rectangle, do you need an uka or not? So it depends. According to Rav Zeira, you do not need an uka because it can absorb. But according to Rabba, then you do need the uka, even though it's square footage like this. Talk to more about it. Tanah, went to Mishnah. Chotzav achsadim estarfin. You can mitzarev a chotzav achsadim. Dal amis. So Gemara assumed that the chotzer was there, and then the chsadim was on the corner. So it wasn't exactly a square. It was like a different shape. So Bishlam Rav Zeira Nicha, it's good how Kim Mitzarev, because you have the square footage. But Lafi Rabba, that's Tolyan Zalef, so it's not one big square, so you're not Kim Mitzarev, but Rabba Kasha. And for the Gemara, Tir Gemara Rav Zeira, leave the Rabba, Rav Zeira helped out Rabba by answering the Mishnah, Bachsadr Mahalachas Bekal Chatzah Kula. The Chatzah is even and flush to the Chatzah. The Chatzah is 2x4, and the Chatzah is 2x4, and you put it right next to each other, and therefore it becomes a nice square of 4x4, and that's where it's Mitzarev. So the Mishnah Vayta, Toshema, Chotzer Shein Bo Dal Amos Dal Amos, Ein Shoyifchem L'Soyichem Mayim Shabbos. It says in the Brisa, it's a stronger Lashon. Amos says Chusav Ab Amos. Here the Lashon in this Brisa is Chotzer Shein Bo Dal Amos Ein Shoyifchem L'Soyichem Mayim Shabbos. If it's not Dalad by Dalad, you can't pull more at the Shabbos. It's clear you need 4x4. So Mishnah Rabba Nicha, it's a Raya to Rabba. It has to be square 4x4. It says Dalad Amos Dal Amos. Elar Abzera Kasha. That's going according to the Rabbanon of our Mishnah. Now, what was the Rabbanon and Elazar Yaakov? The Mechagas was, could I pour water into a biv on Shabbos? That's going towards Rabban. Rabbanon held it was Asr, and according to Elazar Yaakov, it's Mutter. So right now, the Gemara is learning Pshah and the Rabbanon was that the reason why a biv is also to pour into, because it's not the Derech to Mezalif in a biv. Mezalif means you're settling down the dust, you don't do that in your biv. So there, the reason why Rabban Holi can't pour into the biv, because you might pour into the Shirav, you don't want to pour into the biv. It's too much water. And you're not doing mezalef. We thought that was found in Rabban. So we're saying, according to Rabban Taka, it has to be royal mezalef. So therefore, He's answering that our Mishnah that allows you to do it, that even when it's not 4x4, is going to cause Yaakov. It means like the Rabbi is saying this. The Mishnah holds it could be even a rectangle because not going to the Rabbanon, going to the Rabbi Yaakov, holds a lot of point of it. Mashenka, the Bryce says you need 4x4, Dafka is the Rabbanon. Let's read it inside. How do Rabzer know to make a Mishnah goes to Yaakov? Maybe a Mishnah also needs 4x4 and it's going according to Rabbanon. They have to be royal as Aleph. Rava Mastisim Kashise. Loshon of Mishnah sounded like Rabbi Yaakov. Because the Mishnah says, my ear Tony Chotza Shi Pechusa. It says Chotza is less than 4 Amis. Listen, Chotza Shi Dal Amis and Dal Amis. Loshon Pechusa sounds like it doesn't have a square footage. That's what it sounds like. It's less than Dal Amis. It doesn't have a square footage. So therefore, Shvamino Lazim Yaakov he. Shvamino. So he knew the Mishnah's Lazim Yaakov holds. It doesn't have to be 4x4. It just needs square footage of 4 Amis. Frank the Gemara, how can you say the Mishnah is Lazim Yaakov? I'm the Sefer, Rabbi Lazim Yaakov, Reshul Rabbi Yaakov. You look at the Sefer, it comes to Biv, it says, Lazim Yaakov, Amen. Biv should come out of Amis, you'll have to pour in there. The Rabbanon say it can't pour in there. So how can you say the Reshul Lazim Yaakov if the Mishnah afterwards says Machlek is Lazim Yaakov and the Rabbanon? Gemara says, you're right, it's a Chsuri Machsuro. Which means it's less than square footage. Ain't shaykh masech ma'ayim b'shabbos. Hot dalad amos. But if it has square footage of 4 amos, shaykhim. Why? Shaykh lez v'yakov eimer. Biv. Hakom with dalad amos shirab. Shaykh masech ma'ayim b'shabbos. A biv that's covered. 4 amos shirab. You let it pour in directly. Why? Because you don't need royal azilof. All you need is enough of a place that could absorb. You don't need royal azilof, and therefore, it's mutter. And that's why also, if you have square footage, mutter also, because as long as there's enough shear to absorb, that's enough. That's the bottom line. So right now, the chalukah of Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbanon is, if absorbing is enough, we need royal azilof. That's why we spoke out in the Mishnah, that Rashi even farshed the Mishnah, chamayim, that the reason is because it looks like I'm throwing directly shiravim. That's a different pshat. It doesn't stem with this pshat in the chacham. This is only really like a havim, you know. Or it's going according to Rab Zera, that's the Pshat V'yacham for going to Rab Zera. So I think about it right there. Listen, Yaakov, Eimer, Piriv HaKamer. So it said in our Mishnah that Chamim do allow to pour water. How? Either you pour onto the roof and then it goes from the roof to the biv, to the pipe, or you pour on the chaser and if it goes from the chaser to the pipe. That was two choices in our Mishnah, right? Yeah? Two choices in our Mishnah. Zog the Gemara, Mesitim Loik Chananya. It's not like Chananya. It's not like Chananya, Eimer, Afilu Gag Mei Ama Lo Yishbaich. You can't pour onto the gag from the gag to the bib. Because there, it's basically like you're directly throwing it to the bib. Why? Because the gag doesn't absorb at all. It's not derech to absorb there. It goes straight to the pipe. And therefore, pouring on the roof is like putting it straight to the pipe. There's no difference. There's no difference in doing that. And therefore, like Rashi explains, that those days the roofs were flat. And you put on the roof, it went straight. It was flat and went straight into the pipes, and therefore it's not considered like two steps. So the Gemara Vayta Tana, Bemedvar Mamurim. This is going back, even though it's in the Gemara of the Rabbanan and Lezbi Yaakov. It's really going back at the beginning of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah said you need a uka that's too small. Tana, Medvar Mamurim. They need a uka when your chaser is too small. The halach is you need a uka, you need a little pool, right? When your chaser is too small, you need a uka. Medvar Mamurim Meisacham only in the summer. So Pashup Shad sounds like in the winter you don't need a uka, you have a small, even a small chazit, you can pour water for the day tomorrow, no problem. You're not worried you're bringing this to Shirabim. My time, why not worried? Why not worried? Omarava, Odom Roitza Shivlumayim Mekayimim. A person wants the winter for the water to be Belea right here. Omle Abaya, what do you mean? Rei Shaifchan, Shaifchan, Odom Roitza Shivlumayim Mekayimim. What do you mean? By a biv, even though a person wants it to, I'm going to get swallowed up here, but the halacha is that if even because someone in case go on their bottom, it's a 100 amma long bib, even though I wanted to spill it over here, the halacha is that you can't pour over here. Why? Because going directly to Shisharabim. So here also, if I pour over here, it goes straight to Shisharabim. It's mamas going straight to Shisharabim because this is too small. So what's this heter over here that Adam writes you leave my Mekayman? Allah, you didn't understand me. Hasam. There in the winter, l'may nechosh, what do we worry about, lo? Even if kil kachat seiroi, if it was ruining the chotzer, I'm a kalkal v'kaimei, the chotzer is full of water anyway, you don't care. Even if gzeri shem v'yoyimri tzener, shaplein v'kaleach mayim, oh, you're going to say, people outside say, oh, this guy's pouring water you know, strain into Sharabim, stam sinarez b'kalachamein. The pipes and things coming out of Chatzah anyway in the winter are full of water coming out. They're not going to say, oh, you're pouring water outside, because that's the way it looks like in the winter anyway. Are you going to tell me, so why is the Mea Ama case Aser? That's talking about Dafke Moshe Chama, that the Rashi speaks out. The Mishnah that says you can't pour water into a biv, why? Because Pshat and Rabbanon is, like the Gemara says here, because it looks like water is coming out of Sharabim, it looks like you're throwing directly Sharabim. That's only in the summer. In the winter, the pipes are always dripping water. There's always water dripping out of everyone's chatzar. There is no problem in Maris Zayin then, and it's mutter. The whole is only in Moshe Chama. So bottom line, just to recap, is that we're saying the only need a uka, right? Fidus Pshat and the Gemara right now, you only need a uka in the Moshe Chama in the summer. In the winter, you do not need a uka. Why? Because you don't have a gzera. First of all, you're not worried about your chatzah, so you pour right into your chatzah. If your chatzah is so saturated, water will come flying out of your chatzah. And if someone walks by and says, hey, you guys pouring water into Shravim, don't worry about it. The whole entire winter, there's water dripping out of your chatzah, and therefore it's not a gzera. Omer of Nachman. So Pasha Pshat, you learned in the Basic Shalom meant that you could pour as much water as you want into your chatzah in the winter. The Gemara has tweaked this, and Gemara says, not so Pasha. Omer of Nachman. This I read is from Medvar Murmur, Nachman says. In the winter, if you have a uka that holds two sa'a, you let it pour two sa'a into your chatzah. You get a sa'a in the winter. Because you're not worried, you might put too much. Rav Nachman comes here, we'll see in a second, Rav Nachman comes here and really limits this halacha of Maisak Shabbam, the head of Maisak Shabbam. He says, Maisak Shabbam, uka machsik sa'a, nois lemis sa'ayim. Machsik sa'a, nois lemis sa'a. But Maisak Chama in the summer, machsik sa'ayim, if you have a pool that holds two sa'a, nois lemis sa'ayim, you can pour out two sa'a of wastewater. But if you only make a uka, a pool of sa'a, ain't nois lemis kol ikar. You don't put anything in it. Now, they're saying the whole heter of Maisak Shabbam basically is that you later use a sa'a for a sa'a. That's the whole heter. Like Rashi speaks out, that v'hadika amri Rashi is a different maskel machzik sov v'hadika amri la'el shoyfich v'shoyna v'inin nimna svirul eler of Nachman. That the part of the brisa that Tana said that winter you can do back and you know, much time as you want doesn't mean really like that svirul eler Nachman ba'uka k'tana v'shir midasa ka'amar tana the brisa sorry. All it means is that in the winter you're allowed to have a saw and pour a saw. In the summer you can't even do a saw when you have a saw. So to Gemara, what's pshat? If you have a hole, a pool that can hold a saw, pour in a saw. My answer is gzeira duma asi litein leisasayim. Gzeira might pour all your water of the day to sayim there. So here we'll say the svara now. What's the chash? If you're worried about he's not going to pour it into his chatzah because we're ruining his chatzah. I'm a kalak of a kaim. It's ruined anyway. You say, oh, his pipes are dripping water. The whole winter anyway, it's dripping water. And therefore, you're allowed to have a saw because even if you make a mistake, do more, it's fine. Oma Abaya. Abaya argues Rav Nachman. Abaya says, no, it comes the winter, even if you have a two saw uka, you let it pour even a kura karayim, which is 30 saw or 60 saw, you let it pour. And he argues on Rav Nachman. That's where Abaya comes, argues on Rav Nachman. Just to point out, Toisvis, argues on Rashi, Toisvis, Masach, Masach, it's all Toisvis. That he says, B'moisek Shomim, Lav Dafka Sayim, Afil Karayim, the Lav Hachin Yisoh, Isn't Sayim, Osah. He holds that in the winter, you let it pour more. It's better, Pshal, Shayfach, Vashayna, not like Rashi. According to Toisvis, according to Rav Nachman, you let it do more than a saw. And what Abaya was Abaya argues even on that, because Abaya holds that even on the sa'a, you're allowed to pour more. Even on one sa'a, you're allowed to pour more. That's what Abaya is arguing. So it's a chalik's Rashi and Taisvis Lamaisa in the Maisik Shalom by Sasayim, according to Rav Nachman, if you're allowed to pour extra in the Sasayim. So, Maravaita, V'chein Shnei Dudyaita Zu Keneged Zu. We set a case where you have two porches connected to each other. That means you have one courtyard that's not 4 amas by 4 amas. What's the halacha? You need an uka, right? You need an uka, but it's not 4 amas by 4 amas. It's too small, you need an uka. One guy made an uka, one guy didn't make an uka. So he says, the guy who didn't make an uka cannot use the chatzah to pour water into it. Well, what's the pshat? That makes no sense here. If an uka works, it works. It doesn't work, it doesn't work for anyone. What's going on here? Amar Rava, I feel an irvu. Even though they made an irv to each other, they can't do it. Amar by my time, why can't they do it? Because by two people, they have 4 saw of water, and you'll have a uka that's sasayim, only 2 saw. If that's the problem, Vatanya, Achas li ukov, achas li gistura, brecha vareva. Abish is malamai erev Shabbos. This ukov, gistura, brecha vareva. These are different type of pools. Gistura is a pool made out of cheres, or a bucket, or a little, like, you know, baby bath. These things are hold tusa. Even if they're full before Shabbos, you're allowed to pour water into your chatzar. Show you what the Gemara Shabbos. So what do you see? Once you have a ukah, you're allowed to do whatever you want. So why can't you do that here also? Agav, this Gemara sounds more like Rabaya. We have a four, Shaila. If you have a Sasayim, you're allowed to pour more into Sasayim. So the fear Rashi has to be Labaya. Fear Taisvis is better. It could be even fear of Nachman. Because instead of fear of Nachman, I'm talking about Maisek Shalom here. So in the winter, and that's the kash. But the kash is that our mishnah. So what's behind our mishnah? We allowed in the winter. You allowed to pour more. It's eli itma hachi itma. You know what behind our mishnah is? Why two adjurites can't do it? Omar Rava lois shanu el shle irvu. Only because they didn't make an eruv. That's behind our mishnah. Av irvu mutaru. But if many eruvs mutar. Chlo irvu my taima loy. If you didn't make an eruv, why can't you use the uka? Omar Rav Ashi xeridim os lafuki mani the batim lahasam. If you're allowed to use the uka, you might carry your kalim from your house here. You don't have an eruv. Now, if you're going to ask me, you have no Erev, you might bring Kalim from your house, why not worry about the other guy who made the Ukah? He also has a problem of Erev. The answer is, since he made the Ukah next to his house, he's not going to bring Kalim there. He's right there. It's very easy for him to pour it out. The other guy who has to walk across the Chatzah to there, he might bring some of his Kalim, bring his buckets. And that's a problem carrying Kalim from your house without an Erev. So therefore, Halacha, again, is, if one guy made the Ukah next to his house, he didn't make an Erev, it's also for him to use the Ukah and pour water, because he might carry his Kalim. There's no Erev here. If he made an Erev, it's Mutta. And even though it's only two saw uka, and we bring more, we hold the mugs shami and bring more. But if it's no Erev, he might carry the kale in the bottom. But the guy who made the uka is no chash because he's close by.